The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, folks. And we are entering our final hour of today's three-hour American Freedom Party program. Very fortunate to have as our guest Simon Roach. And Simon, of course, we want to fit our schedule to your schedule. Your schedule to speak at Freedom Palooza there in Pennsylvania in just 1 hour. So I don't want to run you right up to that. I'll give you some time to compose your thoughts and prepare for your audience there of 300 to 400 people.
Thank you very much, James. It would be very convenient if I could perhaps leave in 15 minutes time. That would give me 45 minutes to clean myself up and just to contemplate what I'm going to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, we resume the only day, if you're looking forward, Simon, I don't mean to set your schedule for you or sound greedy, but it's such a privilege to have you on our program. I got a phone call yesterday, a secondhand call from James Edwards, who is eager to have you on his program. And I forget the date. I think it was sometime here in the beginning of July that James is planning on having you on his program. James Edwards, of course, being a fellow director of the American Freedom Party. So, and of course, a leading light of the Council of Conservative Citizens. So that will be a very good appearance. Have you already been on James Edwards' show before?
Yes, I have. James was unavailable at the time. He was moving house, if I'm not mistaken. That was about 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago. Yes.
Well, yeah, certainly. And I would love to have James, if you're listening to our show here today, I would love to have you anytime you like call in on one of these appearances by Simon here. And I know we don't. James has a show on Saturday, which is the only day we don't broadcast this show. So that's pretty good planning there. But we're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome in any of those shows for any amount of time, even just to make a phone call and just to comment, make a brief comment, or announce an appearance, for example. You could use this microphone to announce, tomorrow I will be in, Charlottesville or blah, blah, I will be in Pennsylvania. And but then we have this Sunday show with 3 hours, and you're welcome to any portion of this show until such time as you are compelled by your visa to return to South Africa.
And thank you very much, James. James, if I may, before we go on, I'd like to just to say what I had hoped to say before the break came up unexpectedly. In all the presentations that we do, we say to Americans, if you're looking for an intelligent, scholarly, objective opinion about South Africa, watch Paul Fromm's presentation to the London Forum. You can find it on YouTube, and it's very easy to find. And I say this not for Paul Fromm's benefit, but the fact is that it's a scholarly, eloquent layout of what's going on in South Africa. Number one, it's done by a scholar. Number two, it's done by somebody who is not South African. So if your viewers want to get a complimentary idea of what's happening in South Africa, complimentary to this conversation and other conversations that I am holding around the USA, they really should consider doing that, going onto YouTube and looking for Paul Fromm's presentation at the London Forum. I have recommended it in every single presentation that we've done across the length and the breadth of the USA because it's a very, very good source.
Yes. And now I'm just going to do some, to take the liberty here, we're going to have to let you go quickly. Folks, I just want to, South Africa and the Afrikaner people are so inspiring. And, you know, all the white people of South Africa are so inspiring. But the Afrikaner story is so especially inspiring. Here is something sung. I'm just playing this, just me. I love this. I sing along to this song. I think I will learn a little Afrikaans in the course of doing all this. It's really an easy language to understand. It's if you have any roots in German or Dutch or, it's very similar to English, too. It's very easy. You can listen to a speech in Afrikaans and understand a lot of it. This is a beautiful song. This is the national anthem of South Africa before it was rewritten for the benefit of the ANC. But I'll just play you a few moments of this just so you can hear the spirit of this. It's so beautiful. This is called Die Stem von Südafrika. What's the let me go back and view that. Ons vir jou Suid-Afrika. What does that mean?
Ons vir jou Suid-Afrika. We for you, South Africa.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Really, your song brings tears to my eyes, Simon. It's so, hearing your people sing, it's just so beautiful.
It is a very beautiful national anthem. We take a lot of pride in it. We think that we're very fortunate to have that particular national anthem. We think that all the others run second at best.
Yes, it's just beautiful. And there are others. The Transvaal had a national anthem. Orange Free State has a national anthem. And you can hear them all. Go on YouTube and punch in national anthem, Orange Free State, Transvaal. South Africa, and punch in old national anthem, not the new one, the old one. It is really beautiful. It is very, your people are, it's just the word is inspirational. Your history, the heroism, the beauty of the things that you have achieved. As Paul and I were saying, it would be a tremendous display of cowardice on the part of all of us other Europeans if we abandon you. This is really a test of our manhood and a test of our courage. And our integrity is because if we fail you, where does that stop? It doesn't stop. So the
that's the thing. That's the thing, James. Is that in order to save everything, in order to save anything, I beg your pardon, you have to save everything. Once you start making concessions and it becomes diluted, then it becomes something else. We have to stand for our identity. We have to stand for our people. We have to stand for our values. Otherwise, there will be nothing left.
And here's the key role that you and your people are playing, Simon, in our life, in our future, is that if you, for us to answer this moral call, you have to be there. The call has to come from someone. And so you, by staying put, by standing your ground in South Africa, and most importantly, seizing them high moral ground, which is what European people respond to. You know, we're such moral people. The message to which we respond is one of caring for our children, caring for our women, caring for that evokes tremendously more energy than some sort of just a mere battle. You know, we have to really take our hats off to Gustav Müller for coming up with this idea of the Zeitlanders.org, folks. You've got to go to that website. And let me say, as we say goodbye to Simon, that please make a contribution. There is a PayPal button. It's Suidlanders.org, Zeitlanders.org. And you can contribute money there at the PayPal button. And tomorrow, when you're feeling you're more inspired, contribute again tomorrow. We can win this. This is not a hopeless cause at all, Simon. I think we're doing our part here by elevating Donald Trump to the presidency. And I think our timing is good. Thank goodness we've got a president who will help you at the time that you are going to need the help.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, James. As you say, it's not a lost cause yet. We've been in darker situations than this at Tours in 732 under Charles Martel, in 1529 at the gates of Vienna, and again at the gates of Vienna and the Carlenberg in 1683. Our people have known worse circumstances than they know now in the Western world, not only South Africa, Europe and North America and South Africa. And if we stand together in solidarity, we will achieve something.
Thank you, Simon. And I hope your travels will enable you to come back tomorrow night. And any time that your travels impede your ability to go on the air, you don't need to apologize or even reach me. But I hope you, any time that you're free to do so, for whatever time you can, you'll come on the air to share your story.
Thank you. Thank you very much, James. I look forward to it.
All right.
Good
afternoon, we'll see you.
James. Good afternoon, Paul and George.
Thank you. So long, Simon. Good luck with your talk.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Simon Roach, folks, and my goodness, he's going on now to speak at the Freedom Palooza in Pennsylvania, which is a great gathering of patriots. And I forget which town the Freedom Palooza is in. Paul, do you know?
Paul took off.
Oh, Paul's gone. Well, George, I'm forgetting. I think the Freedom Palooza is right there in eastern Pennsylvania. If a caller, a listener to the show, has been an attendee at Freedom Palooza, call us up and let us know. But that's where Simon Roach will be speaking.
It's in Quakertown, PA.
Quakertown, okay. And there we go. I'll write that down. Ah, boy, let me open the lines up here. We're in our last 40-some minutes of radio, and we haven't taken any calls yet. I didn't want to interrupt Simon Roach's presentation any more than happens just for my talking. So if you want to get a call in and talk about South Africa or some other topic, the other topics you might call about are Donald Trump's incredible speech yesterday at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., sponsored by the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Robert Jeffers, the pastor. My goodness, I mean, that shows you the passion that we patriots have. Their church is in Dallas, not in Washington, D.C., but they packed the Kennedy Center. They brought a full orchestra in and a full choir behind the full orchestra. That cost a lot of money and took a lot of dedication. I'll bet you a good chunk of his congregation was there in Washington, D.C. That's the measure. And you heard Robert Jeffers, he said the greatest, and this, you know, people don't hand out compliments like this. He said the greatest honor of my life was being asked by President Trump, newly elected President Trump, to give the invocation at his swearing in, and or at the church before the swearing in. And so, you know, if you want to let me give you the phone number. Gee, I'm all kind of moved here. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I don't want to sound like a crybaby, but I have to admit, every time I hear the South African national anthem, I cry. it's just a moving thing. 800-313-9443.
Well, our enemies cry when they hear it too, because it's still on the air.
Yeah. And I actually went out, I was singing, my family would hear me singing the whole South African national anthem back, George, when you and I and Paul, we were doing that wonderful series of shows with Karen Smith, who's had some misfortune since. She's been fighting problems with her health, even when she was on the air with us so bravely. And other patriots who joined us. Back then, I learned the South African national anthem. I'm going to relearn it here as we go through these months with Simon Roach, and we enter into here our second round of South African shows. I'm very proud that we put more of this wonderful information, more hours of it, onto the national radio than anybody else. So, and then Paul bringing out this book that is so badly needed. I didn't ask Simon, you know, what book would you recommend to our audience to brush up on what's going on in South Africa, because I know already, talking with Simon off the air and previously, you know, the reason we came up with the idea for a book is it doesn't exist. It hasn't been written. Think of the trouble. Think of the problems of our South African kinsmen. They live in such a repressive environment. How free are they to write the truth in a book and get it printed in South Africa? Not very. Very easy to smash printing presses for a government, and very, you know, so not easy. And then getting themselves published outside of South Africa, that might be more possible, and that will actually be realized. A number of the authors that will appear in Paul Fromm's South African book, sponsored by the American Freedom Party, are in fact South Africans, some living in South Africa and some expatriates. So,
hey, James, we have a caller.
Oh, okay. Let me wonderful. Laura in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, James. We can learn so much from Simon for our own cause. And on Thursday, he said something very profound. They tried to work with the ANC. They tried to compromise. And you see what it got them. You see, when you're working with evil, you just can't compromise. You can't dialogue to consensus. You can't do the win-win. What's a win-win situation? You know, let's agree to disagree. No, you can't. When you have truth, righteousness, truth, and facts on your side, you cannot give an inch to the other side. And I think that's what they found out. There's an old poem that says, those who cry, appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure that the plan at this point was that the white South Africans would have collapsed by now, and it would be all over for them. And so I'm very glad that they haven't followed the program, just as we patriots here in America, we didn't follow the program when we elected Donald Trump. Got a little break here. We'll come right back. Laura, stay there, please. We'll be right back.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're down to George and Kelso here, and Laura. Laura, carry on. More thoughts from you, please.
Okay. Well, we got to remember, we cannot dance with the devil. We cannot dance with the devil. That's it. We got to stop compromising. That's how we're getting all these social things through. You know, oh, we're just going to have abortion for illness of a mother or whatever. And it just kept going on and on. Every time we compromise, we got more and more now. It's partial birth abortion.
Well, see? Let me, you know, Laura. Abortion. Yes, Laura. And let me just to give you folks the spirit. You know, you mentioned, George, you mentioned that, you know, the in the fight for our cousins in South Africa, it's really our fight. It's really a test of us. And the listen to this. You can hear the spirit of our cousins in South Africa. And I like what Simon said. As national anthems go, boy, do I love this one. The South African national anthem, which the ANC has retired. It's not sung now. It's not allowed, I guess. It's these Afrikaans is Die Stem van Suid-Afrika, which translates the call of South Africa. Die Stem is the call. And here's the translation, the literal translation. From the blue of our heaven, from the depths of our sea, over our eternal mountain ranges, where the cliffs give answer, through our far deserted plains, with the groan of ox wagon, rustles the voice of our beloved, of our country, South Africa. We will answer to your calling. We will offer what you ask. We will live, we will die. We for thee, South Africa. And it just, there are four more verses. I won't read it all to you, but I'll read you the next verse. In the marrow of our bones. Imagine if our national anthem were this eloquent, folks. Really, Francis Scott Key did a good job. He's a cousin of mine, but this is a better anthem. In the marrow of our bones, in our heart and soul and spirit, in the glory of our past, in our hope of what will be, in our will and work and wandering, from our crib to our grave, share no other land our love, no other loyalty can sway us. Fatherland, that's Vaterland in Afrikaans. We will bear the nobility of your name with honor, dedicated and true as Africans, children of South Africa. Isn't that beautiful, Laura?
It is. It really is. You know, we've got to get over people calling us names. You know, Jesus said, since it's Sunday, I'll give you a little sermon. Jesus said, they hated me, and they're going to hate you. As I say to myself all the time. And I learned from Dean Gocher. I don't know if you ever heard of him. His website is authorityresearch.com. Dean Gocher, G-O-T-C-H-E-R. He said, you know, the one instinct we have, we want to be liked. We want people to like us. We don't want people to call us names. And that's because of that, we've capitulated to so many things. And we just got to learn how Jesus said they hated me and they're going to hate you. So we just got to let it roll off our back, whatever they call us.
Well, the very intelligent thing, and that this, you know, that desire, it's something that's in our DNA as Europeans. We are, you know, I always had as a child, I always had golden retrievers. And I don't know if there's ever been a case of a golden retriever ever biting anybody. Not your best guard dog, wonderful dog for your kids. But there are other, you know, there are Dobermans and, you know, other breeds of dog, and they're very, very different behavior. We white folks, we are the golden retrievers of the earth. We are so nice. We want to be liked. We want to wag our tails and lick people. And so we're wonderful in that regard. But that's not, that's not helping us survive right now. We have to be a little bit. we got to take a little break here, Laura. Hang on. We'll be back with more of Laura George and myself after this.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find
you. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. And this is James Kelso. The show is live. George is with us from the East Coast, and Laura in Michigan. And, you know, in our remaining half hour, I'd like to just cover some of the things that have happened in the last 24 hours in the Trump phenomenon, in the world of patriotism. Donald Trump has really made some really important accomplishments this weekend. His appearance yesterday at the Kennedy Center was monumental. A great, great speech. His tweets have been great. The battle that he is waging right now with CNN and with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, he's just clobbering them. He's not, you know, it's wonderful. You know, George, people worried, and Laura, people worried, well, Donald Trump will be like other politicians. Once he's elected, he won't be the man he was in the campaign. Well, he certainly has continued to be the man he was in the campaign. And the way that he pounded on the media in the primaries, he's pounding on them now. Oh, I'm glad I remembered to mention this. Have you noticed, folks? This man is so full of brilliant moves. Donald Trump turned off the cameras at the press briefings. He just turned off the cameras. And, of course, he did that in this way. He ordered the cameramen to turn off their cameras. Unplug them. Take them out of here. Get them out of here. The way he said it. Why did he do this? It was a brilliant, brilliant move. And he continues to do it. And the media is having a complete freak out, a complete meltdown. Because this guy has the guts to tell them to turn their damn cameras off. Because what are they doing? What are they doing in those press briefings on camera? It's like a carnival show for them, where their whole purpose, it's like a gang of 100 of them ganging up on the president or on his press secretary. They're not really asking questions. They're not there to get information. They're there to create a media visual event that they can use on their controlled media that evening to destroy, to damage us, patriots. So Donald Trump said, hey, sorry, boys, I'm the president. Take your damn cameras and get them out of here. Get them back in the parking lot. And they don't have anything. Now they don't have Wolf Blitzer doesn't have something to work with. Joe Scarborough doesn't have that visual to work with. Now it's just the audio of a question and an answer. Doesn't have any drama at all. He just cut him off at the knees with that move. Isn't that brilliant, George?
It's not your imagination. I'm enjoying it. And Donald Trump is on the attack.
Yes, he is.
When you're the cliche for the 10 millionth time, and if you're drawing flak, you're over the target.
Yes. Then another great thing that's happening, another piece of news to announce to share with you. And by the way, there's so much happening. I need to come up with a better system of note cards and visual display here in my studio so that I can keep track of everything going on that I want to share with you quickly. But I have to rely too much on my memory. Here's one from memory. I don't have the note card in front of me. The new head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, has announced one of his first initiatives as the head of the EPA. He is creating a debate forum, a red team versus blue team, on the question of global warming or climate change. And he says this is inspired by military practice and doctrine, in which the branches of the military have adopted red team versus blue team debates to test military doctrine and operations, so that a true debate occurs. Like, well, we did great, we were wonderful. But the other team is brought in saying, no, we didn't do great. We screwed up in many ways, and let us count the ways. And that's the way to learn, is to have true dialogue, true exchange of ideas to get the truth out. So Scott Pruitt, George just brought up a picture of Scott Pruitt for me. He has said that's the way I'm going to run. I'm now running the EPA. And this is not going to be a cult where we bully you and we proclaim that we've got global warming. So therefore, coal miners, go home. You lost your jobs. Oil wells shut down. Et cetera, et cetera. You're going to have solar cells on top of your automobile. In fact, you're going to have solar cells on your hat. You're going to have to wear solar cells. We're not going to have a cult anymore of global warming. We're going to have a true debate where scientists who don't agree with the malarkey that is the global warming hoax are going to have a free and fair shot in the debate. And let me tell you, I already know how this is going to come out. Scott Pruitt, you are a genius. Just like Donald Trump turning off the cameras, Scott Pruitt didn't come in just proclaiming, this is my view. I'm the boss now, so it's going to be vibe. No, he said, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a debate. Let's bring in some real scientists and see in a real debate
We need the true facts and the true data. We haven't been getting that.
Exactly. So this is so brilliant, folks. And it's just you know, this is going to change your life, change my life. It'll change the lives in South Africa, because South Africa is an energy nation. They have tremendous, you know, resources and energy, among them being uranium. And and Donald Trump will be very friendly to using uranium and nuclear energy. So he's not going to go back to rubbing sticks together, which is where Obama was going to take us. And that's some of the good news that we can share this weekend. I'll go over some of my tabs here of other things. And as I say, there's so much going on in any 24-hour period that, as I've said before, I can guarantee you, I don't know what we'll have to share tomorrow night. I hope Simon Roach can be here with us. But I don't know what we'll have to share tomorrow night. What I do know is that in the next 24 hours, Donald Trump and his team are going to do and accomplish a lot more than we've ever seen before from any other president, more than we can possibly cover. It's so easy to set this show up for you folks every day, folks. It's so easy. It's just turn on your computer, Google Donald Trump, and bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, 100 stories come streaming out of the computer, all of them good. Now, the thing to watch out for, though, beware of the mainstream, lamestream, legacy press and their stories. I have learned to avoid those, where it's lies, lies, lies. For instance, the New York Times was just badly embarrassed by putting out a fake story. And in fact, Donald Trump is now considering using the term fraudulent, I think, rather than fake. Let me look it up. Let me look up his tweet on that. They had a fake story that the Pence staff was at war with the Trump staff within the White House. And it turns out this is a completely bogus story. And they implied that they had insiders, you know, according to insiders, you know, on these staffs. It was a lie. It was a stinking lie. The New York Times caught with their pants down around their ankles. CNN, pants around their ankles. The Post, same story. These people are being caught in the act. It's wonderful. And Breitbart is leading the charge in catching them in the act by writing promptly, like within 24 hours, when one of these fraudulent news stories comes out, Breitbart goes to work researching it to expose it, the lie. And they've had some great success with this. And here's one. Here's a Breitbart story. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, deputy assistant to the president, and former national security editor for Breitbart News. I didn't know that. He joined Breitbart for an interview on Tuesday to proclaim that the James O'Keefe CNN video of fake news is a complete vindication for the president. Here's the next one, an exclusive story at Breitbart. The gold standard of fake news. The Pence team destroys the false narrative of friction, so-called friction, between the president and the vice presidential staffs. This was just taken apart. And you see Donald Trump and Mike Pence are giving people like Breitbart access to the actual staffs, which then destroy the fake news. And let me go to Donald Trump's tweet here on this. We're getting a goodbye here from George. George has got a takeoff. So, George, thank you very much for helping out in the show today. And we'll see you tomorrow night. I'll solo on out of here for the next 15 minutes. Laura, are you still with me?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, it's you.
Mika and Joel.
Yeah?
I equate them with the lowest schoolyard bullies you've ever seen. You know, the left always says they hate bullying. That's what they did. Night after night, they would bully Donald Trump, call him names and do this and that. And like any bully in the schoolyard, once some kid comes up and smacks them, they're saying, woo, woo, woo. That's what they did. Donald Trump came and smacked him with that tweet. And then all the crying, oh, woo, against women, da, 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 you know. They're just bullies themselves.
Oh, I love it. Laura, I'm looking at Donald Trump's tweets. I'm looking at this one for the first time. This is so beautiful. Now, folks, and we'll end the show on this. It's so beautiful. This Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, as she's as inside an insider as you're going to find. And this clown, Joe Scarborough, who was run out of the House of Representatives after he was caught with his pants down around his ankles and his marriage in South Florida, or in the Florida Panhandle. But the legacy media put him on, gave him a TV show, and made him a big star. Here's Donald Trump's tweet. Now let me give you the context here. Mika Brzezinski has gone out and done a televised national interview where she makes vicious comments against Melania Trump and vicious lies. She says things like Melania is not happy with Donald and she has the hardest job in the country putting up with Donald Trump and she's just about had enough. I mean, just absolute spitting lies. And Melania fired back. This is so beautiful. What a classy lady Melania Trump is. She fired back at this witch, Mika Brzezinski. And here's what Donald Trump says. Crazy. This is Donald Trump tweeting yesterday. Crazy Joe Scarborough and dumb as a rock Mika. And I got to say, the way I read that, I put an extra S in there and I read dumbass. Mika. Crazy Joe Scarborough and dumb as a rock Mika are not bad people, but their low-rated show is dominated by their NBC bosses. Too bad. And he says in his previous tweet, I am extremely pleased to see that CNN has finally been exposed as fake news and garbage journalism. It's about time. And here's another tweet yesterday. Word is that Greta Van Susteren was let go by her out-of-control bosses at NBC and Comcast because she refused to go along with Trump hate. Oh, my God, this is good. Donald Trump, you know, all these people, Laura, telling Donald Trump to stop tweeting, all these left-wingers, his answer, double down Donald. I'm just going to tweet more. I'm just going back here. There's so much. Oh, here's one. Here's a tweet. Watched the low-rated Morning Joe for the first time in a long time. Fake news. Let's see here. Well, very, very good stuff. And let's see his latest tweets here. He does a tweet on the Celebrate Freedom concert yesterday at the Kennedy Center, at which he gave his magnificent speech. And here's another tweet. He says, the fake and fraudulent news media, this is 24 hours ago, is working hard to convince Republicans and others I should not use social media. But remember, I won the 2016 election with interviews, speeches, and social media. I had to beat fake news, and I did. We will continue to win. And then in his next tweet, this is 24 hours ago, he says, I am thinking about changing the name Fake News CNN to Fraud News CNN. that's good. And he says, well, that's his last tweet was from the speech yesterday. His great presentation. Well, Laura, any insights you've got as we say goodbye to our audience?
I just want to say we need to learn from Simon because we're going to be going through the same thing. Although we have a little bit of a leg up because we've kept our guns, we've got the Second Amendment, so we're a little bit in a better position than South Africa.
But yes,
there's a lot of things that he's saying that's happening that we need to learn from. It was very interesting all week. I loved it. Yeah.
Yes. And folks, we've got, you know, I might be able to squeeze one more phone call in. I don't know. We have one more segment coming in after the next break before we have to say goodbye. But just looking forward, tomorrow night from 9 to 10 Eastern Time, we'll be back on the air here. Simon may be with us. We'll have, President Trump is going to give us much more than we can cover in the next week. He's going to Warsaw, Poland, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday. He's going to Warsaw, Poland. Then he's going to Hamburg, Germany for the G20 summit. Then he's going to follow that on the July 14th. He's going back to Paris, France, at the invitation of the newly elected President Emmanuel Macron, who he will also see at the G20. And the G20, folks, Donald Trump's going to be, he is going to be the show. The word is that Angela Merkel is crawling on all fours, trying to get Donald Trump to agree to some kind of climate agreement. So it's going to be a wonderful week coming up, folks. Hope you're with us. Thank you, Laura. See you all tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.